Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, family. Welcome once again to Winning Every Day. I'm so excited you've tuned in today, and I truly believe this message will speak directly to your heart. Today's topic is one that can transform the way you see yourself, your life, and even your future. It's titled, Living a Life of Purpose, Aligning with God's Mission for You. And our Bible text is from Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, which says, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. A few years ago, I read about a young woman named Katie Davis Majors in her book Kisses from Katie. She was a teenager from Tennessee with a bright future. Top grades, friends, college opportunities. But something in her heart kept pulling her toward a deeper calling. After one short mission trip to Uganda, Katie realized she couldn't just go back to life as usual. She felt God's tug so strongly that she made a radical choice. She moved to Uganda at the age of 18. There, she started caring for orphans, feeding the hungry, and sharing the gospel. Eventually, she became a mother to 13 adopted girls and founded Amazima Ministries, impacting countless lives. Katie's story reminds us that living a life of purpose isn't always about following society's script. It's about following God's script. She didn't choose the easy path, but she chose the God path. And that's where true purpose lives. Friends, Jeremiah 29 verse 11 tells us that God has already mapped out a plan for our lives, one filled with hope and a future. But here's the question. Are you living by that plan, or are you living by someone else's? Purpose isn't just about doing what you're good at. It's about doing what you were created for. It's about aligning your steps with God's mission for you. Have you ever woken up feeling like you're just going through the motions? Maybe you're doing your best, but deep down, there's a feeling there must be more than this. If that's you, I want you to take courage today. Proverbs 19 verse 21 says, Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. You are not random. You are not an accident. Your life is not meaningless. Living a life of purpose starts with surrender. Before Katie could fulfill her calling, she had to say, Lord, my plans are good, but your plans are better. It also requires clarity. You can't align with God's mission if you don't know what He's saying. That means spending time in His presence, reading His word, and asking Him for direction. Psalm 119 verse 105 says, Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And finally, it requires obedience. Purpose without action is just a dream. Maybe God is nudging you to start a small group, serve in your church, forgive someone, or take a new step in faith. When God says go, don't wait, move. So here's my question to you. If you could hear God's voice clearly today, what one thing would He ask you to start doing or stop doing so you could live fully in His purpose? Take a moment to think about it. Remember, God's mission for your life will always bring glory to Him and blessing to others. Today, write down one step you can take to align your life more closely with God's mission. Pray over it and take that step this week. As you go today, say this with me. Today, I choose to walk in God's purpose for my life. My steps are ordered by the Lord. I will not waste my life on distractions. I am filled with divine clarity, strength, and courage to fulfill my calling. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Father, thank you for creating us with a divine purpose. Today, I pray for every listener that you will guide their steps, remove confusion, and give them boldness to follow your mission for their lives. Bless their going out and coming in today. Let their lives bring you glory, and may they experience your joy as they walk in your plan. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Family, I hope this has stirred something inside you today. If this message blessed you, please share it with someone else, because you never know whose life could be changed by hearing it. Remember, keep winning, keep growing, and keep aligning with God's mission for your life. I'll see you again tomorrow on Winning Every Day. God bless you richly.
Life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.